Britain.
Badgett. The secret of good government? Trying. Effort always beats ideas in British politics.
The power of a new government stems not from its ideas, but its enthusiasm. Labour, which took power on July 5th, kicked off with a flurry of green measures approved with the simple squiggle of a minister's pen. Three giant solar farms were nodded through. A ban on onshore wind farms was removed by ministerial diktat, or as Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, put it, in peculiarly teenage syntax, it was just like delete. A new government is a reminder of an old lesson. Effort is the most underrated force in British politics. What governments should do is endlessly debated. How they should do it is almost completely ignored. In his book, How to Run a Government, Sir Michael Barber, a former New Labour adviser and perhaps the most effective aide of the past half century, sets out a rule of thumb. Policy is 10% and implementation 90%. In politics, in other words, trying is nearly everything. When ministers try, things happen. At the start of their tenure in 2010, Conservative politicians charged into the Education Department with near Leninist zeal. Senior department staff were shuffled out or purged, as Dominic Cummings, a former education advisor turned Brexit Svengali, put it. Ministers and advisers pushed in the same direction, overhauling the curriculum, despite howls of protest. It took years of concerted effort, but the results showed up eventually. English schools improved, and pupils shot up the international rankings. Compare the progress made at the start of the Conservatives' period in office with the inertia at its end. In 2023, not long after becoming Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak pledged to make English children study maths until they were 18 years old. By the time Mr. Sunak called the election, that aim was little closer to becoming reality. It was not as if the government had much else on. In its final session, Parliament sat for little more than 7 hours a day. It regularly knocked off hours early. Bills were few and often trivial. Step forward, the Pet Abduction Act 2024. In short, Mr. Sunak's government had stopped trying. Inactivity is a choice, not an inevitability. A common complaint among ministers is that the levers are not attached to anything. It is true that Whitehall does not have an improve growth button, but there was a giant approve solar farm button that Conservative ministers refused to press. The projects approved by Labour in its first full week had sat on the desks of Tory predecessors for months. The Conservatives shared the goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. They were simply not trying as hard to meet it. Effort is required, even if a target is improbable. Labour wants to decarbonise the energy grid by 2030. It is probably impossible, say wonks. But if all goes well, the government will come close. In general, the Samuel Beckett approach is best. Ever tried, ever failed. No matter, try again. Fail again. Fail better. Too often, British governments offer a bastardised version. Ever tried? No. Defeatism haunts Whitehall and Wonkland, where pessimism is mistaken for sophistication. Saying something is hard is easy, and usually taken as the end of the conversation rather than its beginning. Yet few things in government are truly complex. Many more are merely either unpopular or expensive. Too often, technocratic solutions are sought for the inherently political problem of convincing voters something is a good idea or worth paying for. No amount of analysis can replace the need for political courage, writes Sir Michael. Entire chunks of the state have been left more or less untouched by politicians, largely due to political cowardice. About a fifth of all government spending goes on Britain's National Health Service, or NHS. Its post-pandemic collapse, when waiting lists soared, is one of the main reasons why the Conservative Party became so unpopular. Yet it has been well over a decade since a government minister thought seriously about how to improve it. Instead, policy was, in effect, outsourced to NHS England, a gigantic quango, which has day-to-day control over the health service offered to England's 60 million citizens. The NHS has had plenty of money. What it has lacked is attention. If the NHS is in a mess, it is partly because no politician has seriously tried to clean it up. Effort, or the lack of it, explains why some government services thrive while others struggle. During the pandemic, a bureaucratic backlog built up, with everything from passport renewals to driving tests affected. The crisis in Britain's passport office was swiftly solved. Effort was lavished on it. Extra staff were brought in. Trying proved such a novelty that an explanation of how passports were fixed was among the most read stories in the Sunday Times in 2023, proof that readers sometimes like good news, alongside less cheery fare, such as the tale of a dog walker mauled to death by her charges. A problem was solved because people tried to solve it. Driving tests, in contrast, are still a mess. Learners can either endure a 6-month wait to book or hand over £350, that's $455, to a scalper who is selling on test slots as if they were Taylor Swift tickets. The British state has a budget of £1.2 trillion. Its word is law. Those who defy it are jailed. Perhaps it cannot stop scalpers from holding driving test slots hostage. There is a more likely explanation. The government simply has not bothered to fix it. To govern is to choose whether to try. Trying is not sexy. Good government takes place away from television interviews and speeches to adoring activists. It consists of meetings, emails, and checklists. It takes months and years until a trend starts to move in the right direction. Yet whether policy succeeds depends on politicians having the stamina for a boring, determined slog. A Labour government with a stonking majority can achieve many things, but only if it tries.